Intermittent manufacturing principles. The intermittent production is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a form of manufacturing in which the jobs pass through the functional departments in lots and each lot may have a different routing. In intermittent manufacturing, also called batch manufacturing, goods are produced based on customers' orders. These goods are produced on a small scale. The flow of production is intermittent, irregular, in other words, not continuous. In this system, large varieties of products are produced. These products may be different variations of the same base product. Therefore, this system is very flexible. The two manufacturing process types that fall into the intermittent manufacturing process category are batch and work center. There are three critical points in the intermittent manufacturing process: transfer batch, lot sizing, reorder point. If an organization is able to identify and manage these points well, manufacturing operations will be more efficient. These primarily relate to the batch process, but have elements that can be found in work centers as well. Each is discussed more next. Transfer batch. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a transfer batch as the quantity of an item moved between sequential work centers during production. Lot sizing. Items that use one of the intermittent processes, batch or work center, are best made in lots. The work center process type generally has smaller lots than batch processing. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the following lot sizing terms. Specification. A clear, complete, and accurate statement of the technical requirements of a material, an item, or a service, and of the procedure to determine if the requirements are met. Lot sizing. The process of, or techniques used in, determining lot size. Lot sizing, or batching, is the process of modifying the net requirement quantities before they are translated into planned orders in a material requirements, planning, MRP system. A key item that is taken into account when calculating the lot size to start production with is its scrap allowance. When scrap is known, a scrap factor can be applied to the planned order release and receipt. The formula for calculating a planned order release adjusted for a scrap factor is as follows. In many organizations, the scrap factor or its complement to the yield factor will have considerable variance from the average. A process needs to be in place to deal with lower than average scrap factors, such as closing out a higher quantity of output against the order or returning excess materials to raw materials inventory. Another process needs to be in place to deal with higher than average scrap factors, such as issuing additional materials to the job so it can be completed. The organization needs to ensure that they have the desired lot size going into the stockroom. A scrap factor is used in MRP to increase the planned order release to the factory and ensure receipt of the desired quantity or volume. A scrap factor is not normally applied to purchases from outside suppliers, who are expected to take their own scrap factors into account when manufacturing and then ship the number of units specified in the purchase order. However, in some cases, destructive testing may be done on units when received, and this would be part of a scrap factor. Ideally, the supplier does these tests itself and submits the test results. The advantages of lot size reduction include reduced inventory investment cost as a result of lower aggregate inventory levels, improved quality through a reduction in scrap and rework costs as defects are discovered in small initial batches rather than at the end of a long production run, improved manufacturing lead time with product mix flexibility as a result of mixed model scheduling, reducing run time through the use of smaller lot sizes as constraints, reorder point. In intermittent processes, organizations that use traditional manufacturing planning and control use the MRP process to determine how much and when to order dependent demand items. The QR rule is an example of one way to make the order point or reorder point decision. The QR rule says that an order for a fixed quantity, Q, is placed whenever the stock reaches a reorder point, R.